This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're a fan of reality TV and you're looking for something to do tonight, might I suggest the Discovery Channel? It will be, I promise, pure gold, quite literally.
Six down-on-their-luck men from the lower 48 risked it all.
Oh, God, no glory!
To strike it rich. In the wilds of Alaska.
Gold Rush is the name of the show, just one of so many very niche reality shows. We asked Marketplace's Eve Trow to figure out why we're watching such specific slices of life.
The show Deadliest Catch, about fishermen in icy Alaskan waters, and Ice Road Truckers, about, well, the name says it, have been pretty big hits for the company Original Productions. Philip Siegel is president. He sees no limit to the human endeavors that can make good TV.
I mean, look, we do a show about competitive beard growing. Who knew that was a television series?
Bearding is a sport.
Whisker wars.
Growing and cultivating and styling one's beard for the purpose of competing.
But it is getting harder to sell these shows to networks.
It used to be where we could show you some great character interviews and just tell you a story and they'd say, go do that.
Now, the networks want to see polished scenes of the characters doing the thing, the chainsaw sculpting.
Meet the saw dogs.
Or swamp beast hunting.
He just got one big red eye.
That takes more time and money up front from the production company. Networks usually commit to 6 or 10 episodes of shows like these from the get-go. How do they do audience-wise?
Well, you have to look at the ratings on a cumulative basis.
Larry Gearbrandt follows TV ratings at Media Valuation Partners. He says these way-out-there reality cable shows build an audience over time.
Because they run the shows over and over again, and they frequently run them in marathons.
And when advertisers buy time on possum groomers or tightrope welders or whatever, they know they're getting audience eyeballs bit by bit. I'm Eve Trow for Marketplace.